I think just for the initial sense, I would certainly focus everything on the strategy and the discipline and the money management first rather than markets. But let's assume all that's in place. Things that are familiar give a degree of comfort. It can be a false comfort, so equities is not a bad start. I would suggest the majors as well, so substantial companies initially. I'd certainly steer most of the beginners away from the AIM market, which are highly speculative. Unfortunately, the excitement and the psychology often attracts them to start there in the initial instance. So look to make steady gains without trying to hit home runs. And that the more importantly, develop your emotion, your psychology, your system, and your strategy whilst doing that. Also, it's a defined time. It's the stock market hours, and you know, you're not middle of the night exhausting yourself over fascinating. A new trader tends to immerse himself too excessively, and you slowly burn yourself out and you exhaust yourself without even realizing. And the quality of the decisions you make erode immensely. You know, you start taking coffee, lots of it, and you've on 3 hours sleep, and you're doing this, and what do I do now, and what are the, it turns into a vortex and a spiral of destruction. So for those reasons, I'd probably say major shares that are in the FTSE 250 would be a good starting point.
Okay, so if I've opened a trading account, any advice on which stocks to pick?
I don't, advice on shares would be something that a fundamentalist would give you on equities. So as someone who trades technically and who believes that the best fundamentalists know and I will see it in a pattern and I will trade with a trend and a continuous, I would give you equities that are currently set up in that way. Recently, you know, for, as an example, this is not a recommendation, we traded British Land. We traded Morrisons on a recovery after the supermarkets were hit, but those moves are done. You know, the geometry and the targets have been met. So that's why I say they were equities, I might have said, at a specific point in time. Once they've done what I expect them to do, I continue to observe them to see if they once again set up for a continuation trend and will once again break up. And then we trade them again. Right now, they're not in that zone anymore. They've done what they needed to do. So we trade the move and we've traded the geometry target. So I'm not going to give recommendations. Generally, long-run recommendations are something that a fundamental brokerage house that's done the balance sheet, the income statement, and taken a strong fundamental view. And I haven't done that on anything at the moment.
Okay.